Now, we had a question last time, I think, you were on the show, actually, Helen, which was from Johannes Gunnarsson, who said, what's the wattage of a burning candle? And thankfully, we had a visitor on our forum. He calls himself Bored Chemist, and he gave us the answer. He assures us that the original standard candles burned a waxy substance that was called spermaceti. It's called that because it comes from sperm whales. So the best that we have today is, of course, petroleum-based wax, so we've got to compare for that. But the standard candle, he says, would burn 120 grains of spermaceti in an hour. Now, that's 8 grams.
Right. And now, Bored Chemist worked out for us that this means that it burns 2.16 milligrams, or about 2/1000th of a gram of spermaceti every second. And if we know how much energy is in a gram of the stuff, we can work out its wattage, which is essentially the energy per second of the candle. Now, assuming that spermaceti is similar to a typical type of fat or oil, we can see that it gets about 37 kilojoules of energy per gram. And the candle was burning 2/1000th of a gram each second, which gives us a power of about 80 watts. Now, the reason it isn't as bright as an 80-watt light bulb is because it's really inefficient. And then most of that 80 watts is actually given out as heat. So not like the energy efficient light bulbs. Most of the stuff coming off candles is heat, with only about 0.05% of it, not very much at all, coming out as light.
So there you have it. I'm glad we were able to answer that. And thank you for the person who is Bored Chemist, who got onto our site and managed to answer it for us. Thank you. If you've got a question for us, you can send it in. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com. Coming up very shortly, we'll be venturing towards Louisiana to find out about the science of wetlands and also finding out how wetlands can paradoxically protect us from flooding here in the UK.
The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.